Three states box in Western North Carolina. Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina all responded to the pandemic much differently than North Carolina did. BPR reports on a study which examined which approach worked better. COVID restrictions, even now, almost 15 months later, look very different across Western North Carolina's borders. Sean Mahalan is a professor of economics at Western Carolina University and notes that Democratic North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper put more COVID restrictions in place than his Republican counterparts in neighboring states.
Mostly it fell to governors across the country to effectively shut down most industries, particularly those that had people interacting with each other in small confined spaces.
Mahalan studied the impact of these policies on unemployment, as well as hospitalizations and death rates. During a recent town hall, he explained his study broke it down county by county to see which approach would have worked better, using Jackson County as an example.
You can see that Jackson County experienced a higher unemployment rate. Not surprising, given that we know that for a lot of industries, we were shut down longer than the other states. But did it have a return? That is, did we witness a lower death rate?
The answer is yes. COVID death and hospitalization rates in Jackson County stayed far lower than rates produced by Mahalan's models for the other state policies. While the unemployment versus death rates differed across the 23 counties that Mahalan analyzed, North Carolina had a lower death rate compared to all three states, but a higher unemployment rate compared with Georgia and South Carolina. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.